It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Chicago, it's DJ Moore here. I'm glad to be here, excited to be here.
DJ Moore, Chicago Bear wide receiver.
Shoot, they're getting a fun, exciting, energetic person that's just going to come to work every day and not look back.
Second down and six. Williams play fake. Now throws wide open. It's DJ Moore, the former Carolina Panther, is in for a Bears touchdown. 34 yards. Williams to Moore. Williams, Moore, end zone. He's got it. Touchdown.
That was a beautiful ball.
DJ Moore chatting it up with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
We're going to bear down.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, it's the man himself. DJ Moore joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. DJ, how you feeling this morning, buddy?
I'm feeling good. A little sore, but I'm good.
It's a good kind of sore, though. After a game like that, after a win that big, congratulations on having a big day that everyone kind of saw coming. How'd you celebrate?
We went out to eat. And then came back home and just was chilling.
What'd you eat? Where'd you go?
Went to the steak place in Lake Forest. It was pretty good. I had filet. It was good.
Nice. You deserved it, man. I mean, that, I got to tell you, that was so much fun. The first touchdown, you know, there's a cornerback trying to hand you over to a safety. The corner seems like he's playing zone and everyone else is playing man. And the safety had come up into the box. You were so wide open, it was unbelievable. But you still had to kind of get down the sidelines, cut inside, and score the touchdown. The second one, man, that was a thing of beauty and a joy forever. That must have felt great at the end of the half.
Yeah, that felt amazing. We've been hoping and wishing to connect on that in the game, like we do in practice, and we finally did it, and it was a joyful moment.
Could you describe that a little bit more detailed, DJ? Because you look at your one-on-one with Mike Jackson, and then it looked like Caleb controlled the safety with his eyes, and he looked him off, and then all of a sudden you get a step, you're wide open, and he puts the ball exactly where he needs it. How did it unfold, and when did you know that he was coming to you?
I knew he was coming to me like halfway down the field. When the safety wasn't in the middle of the field no more, so I was like, this ball's going up. It's going to be a touchdown. Like in my head, I'm like, this is a touchdown. This is a touchdown. I just got to jump forward and get my feet down. But we knew it was going to be a touchdown.
I wonder, what was it like going against, you know, in particular, J.C. Horn, because you used to practice against him. And during the week, he talked about how good you are as a player and how everybody in the locker room is miffed that you were traded. And it's weird to see a guy that was the face of the organization out of the locker room.
Yeah, going against J.C., it was a good time. You know, he's one of the elite corners. He's finally back healthy, so to see him out there was good. But going against him, I mean, he had good battles in Carolina, in camp and practice and stuff. But going out there and facing him in a real game was a good time, I would say.
So, DJ, you know how the conversation went last week leading up to this game, whether it was on this show or throughout the city, everybody seemed to agree that it was time to get you involved in the downfield passing game. How did those conversations go at Hallis Hall? And do you think how much it was? It seemed like there was a concerted effort to make sure that you got the ball down the field.
I don't think We was really worried about the noise outside of Hollis Hall. The game plan was the game plan, and we, like, executed it to a T. It was all about the details this week. That was really it. And just to connect on the deep balls when they was called was a happy feeling.
You know, you look at the way the quarterback is playing, it seems like he's getting better. It seems like, and again, I understand Carolina's not a great team, but it's hard to do that in the NFL, to throw a couple touchdown passes, even if a guy is open, even if we just don't see it happen all that much, to get the ball down the field with a good throw like that. What's it like to see it come to fruition? And is he getting better? It looks like his passer rating improves every week. I'm just curious, what's your take on him as a quarterback right now?
Yeah, he's playing lights out week in and week out. You know, he's gotten better week in and week out. Seeing different coverages and playing the same teams that marry up the same coverage on defense is another thing that he would get used to, because it's like a copycat league. But for him to diagnose defenses and see it on film and then see it in live action is something that he's got better at. So I'm glad to see that part.
It seems like he does it better, or it seems like he's very natural when you guys go up tempo, when there is no huddle. And Caleb seems to have a lot of responsibility at the line of scrimmage. Why does it seem that your offense works at a higher level and seems to be more efficient when you guys go no huddle?
This past game, because we kept them in base defense, so we had linebackers on me and Keenan, Cole. So across the board, it was like bigger dudes on skill players. So that was one thing that helped us out this drive, and we just stayed with it as long as we could. And that was him just going through his reads and getting everybody the ball.
So you're going to London tonight, right? The flight is tonight. You're going to get there tomorrow morning. It's bizarre the way the times say. I think they're 6 hours ahead. Are you pumped up for the trip to London? Is it just a business trip? Is it a pain? Is your family going to come? How are you going to work out the trip to London?
It's not a pain. It's an experience. So I'm looking forward to it. The family's not going. We went during the off season to get the Bears social and do some camps over there. So they're not going.
You did that in London or in England? I mean,
I did. Yeah, I did it in London.
Oh wow.
So you got to spend a little extra time with your kids at the post-game press conference. How did they enjoy that?
they was good for about 2 minutes, and then after that, they was like, they wanted to get down. I had to put them down. It was the life of the Moore household.
Yeah.
And I noticed that somebody had the audacity to ask you about the drop, DJ, about the drop pass that you had during the game.
It's okay. That I mean, I was just trying to make a big play, and I took my eyes off the ball, and that was a crazy moment in time for me.
I got to tell you, I love when you go in with your kids, because, like, yesterday it seemed like your daughter's got your son. She comes running up to you. You're kind of hugging her, and the boy just turns around, and he's off on his own. Like, it's so funny to watch – a little kid wandering around a football stadium. I don't know why, but it's super cool. He's growing up with this. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, he's growing up faster than I would say a normal kid would. He's in love with football. Like, those are the game balls that I have in the house. I'm like, you can't do that, but he just keeps gravitating to it. And then when we go out there and play, it's like, he wants to run out there, but he knows he can't go out there yet. So it's fun to watch.
Yeah. All right, DJ, your audience demands to know, what was the celebration and when about after the first touchdown, the tiptoe touchdown that you got into the end zone, and when did you plan it?
It didn't go all the way through like me and Keenan planned, but because you can't do the celebrations with shooting, none of the gun thing. So we was like, okay, we're going to do the grenade. And then I threw the grenade up, And me and Cole actually went through with it. So maybe they'll come back out.
I wondered what was happening there. I wondered what was going on there. A lot of action.
That's so funny.
A lot of fun. But it had to be almost as much joy as you felt after that game. How much of it was also relief because of it was, you even referenced it post-game, week five. And it feels like now is a time where things are starting to click, and now maybe you've gotten through some of the growing pains, and they're starting to enjoy this now. So how did it feel, sense of relief as much as joy?
Relief is fine. More joy than relief, because you work so hard during the week, during the whole season. This game is not easy, and when you get a win like that, it's amazing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was a ton of fun to watch that game. It must have been fun for you, given that's your old team, and I mean, we've talked about it. I know you're not trying to get one over on them or whatever, but that's a team that deemed that a quarterback was more important than you, and they traded you, and I'm sure you're well aware of how that has worked out and the trade itself and your importance to this team. So it has to be kind of fun to just play your old team and get, I wouldn't call it revenge, but whatever, avengement, whatever way you want to put it.
Yeah, it was fun just to play them. I wouldn't say it was a revenge game or anything, but, I mean, the team that lets you go, anytime you play them, you're going to want to do them bad and have a good game, so, and let them know what they're missing.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How do you feel as a wide receiver about your offense becoming more balanced, it seems, and maybe even emphasizing the running game? We always talk about the identity. It's been the topic over the first month, and it seems like Shane Waldron's leaning into maybe a little bit more of a running game physical mentality, especially in the red zone. As a wide receiver, how do you feel about all that?
Whatever gets us a touchdown in that moment, whether it's passing or running the ball. I mean, we don't really got no selfish people on the team. So however we score is how we score.
I think it's fairly obvious that you're kind of developing a little something with Caleb Williams, and he understands how good you are. When we've talked to you the last couple of weeks, you used the word decoy on a couple of times when the short passing game seemed to feature you as opposed to getting you downfield. Do you feel like you've got something to build on now? Does this translate into more fun in London? What are your thoughts on that?
It's week to week, anybody can go off, but hopefully it'll keep going, keep this up and start spreading the ball around like that to everybody. And one game we might have more than one person that has 100 yards or somebody else has a go-off game. Anything that just keeps us going and riding this high of wins and having fun.
This segment with DJ Moore is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. How much do you pay attention to what's going on in the rest of the league, specifically in the division? The NFC North is probably the toughest in football right now, DJ. And in relation to, obviously, that's down ahead on the far off in the schedule. But it's also, you talk about being a playoff caliber team, I'm sure it has gotten your attention. How much conversation do you guys have about your long-term goals this season in terms of the playoffs?
You want to know where everybody's standing is. The NFC North is definitely one of the stronger ones. But you see it, you know where everybody's ranked, but you got to wait until you get your turn, chance to play them and see what it's all about and hopefully come out with that win. But right now you got to focus on the first half of the year before we can even get to a divisional opponent.
So you get one touchdown pass with the kid and you let him keep the ball. Then you get two touchdown passes. What are you going to do with the three next week?
I don't know. Probably, hopefully just get one game ball that's painted that said I had three touchdowns.
Were you anywhere near any of the skirmishes, the fight that went on in the end zone? Were you in harm's way? What was your vantage point for that?
I was not in. I had seen it happening, but I wasn't in.
Any bad blood? Was it because how much of that was related to the fact that Caleb took a shot out of bounds that wasn't called? And you just wonder, they had to be frustrated. Obviously, the Panthers giving up 36 points, but also there might have been some short patience on the Bears' side because of the way Caleb was treated.
Yeah, I don't really know because I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't out there, so I would have to ask somebody that was out there. But I heard they were throwing hands, so and the two got ejected.
Yeah, yeah, your buddy J.C. Horn really lost his stuff. It was just weird to see. I don't understand why you would throw a punch at a guy in a helmet. That's never made sense to me. It's a good way to hurt your hand. But it was weird that it got that kind of tense, especially like after the play. Jonathan Vilma did the game and he said, hey, feel free to hit when the play is going on and prevent the touchdown rather than start fighting because people are celebrating.
Yeah, I don't understand hitting somebody in the helmet with your hand, but that's just crazy. I wouldn't recommend it because it hurts. I've done it before, and I probably won't never do it again.
Now, DJ, the big question is, all right, post-game, we saw you at the podium. Was it just a fashion choice or a support for the White Sox hat? Explain it.
Love it.
It was just a fashion choice. What I had on, so
it just matched.
That was it.
Yeah,
yeah, it just matched the black that was in my gray sweatsuit.
It's a very cool hat, and I think a lot of people appreciate you're not a front runner.
Did you grow up a Phillies fan?
I did grow up a Phillies fan.
Good weekend for you then after the walk off from Castellanos yesterday. You paying attention to that at all?
Yes, that was. I was watching the stat line, but I wasn't watching the actual game.
And growing up as close as you were with DeAndre Swift, maybe you can help us understand. He looked a little bit miffed that he had to come out after getting the team down to the 1 yard line. He comes out and he can't score a touchdown. Was he a little bit upset that he wasn't able to finish off that drive with the touchdown?
Yeah, I think any player would have been just a little bit because you like I did all that work and I got to come out, but. He ended up getting another touchdown, so I know he was happy about that, but two would be better than one.
Do you have any favorite spots in London after going over there? Is there any place that you're going to get back to on this trip?
There was this one Italian spot that I would go back to. Nice. But I forgot the name of it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, listen, thanks a ton, DJ. Have a great flight over there. It'll be a lot easier and a lot more fun, I would imagine, after a victory than the alternative. So really looking forward to seeing how you follow this one up against the Jags on Sunday.
Safe travels. Good luck.
Man, thank you.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.